Okay, what is this business with Melania and Epstein? Was she a victim? Well, Melania met Trump through Epstein, but I don't know if she was a victim. She might have just been like another woman brought there.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
Why? Who's? No one's even talking about this right now. It's crazy. People said that the Iran war was a way of distracting from the Epstein files, but now I feel like bringing up Epstein is a way of distracting from the Iran war. You know? They're like, Melania, we desperately need people to talk about Trump being a pedophile again. Can you get up there and like shift the news cycle a little bit? I'm not joking. People talk about the Iran war distracting from the Epstein files. The Iran war has been way worse for Trump than the Epstein files have.
The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell.
I'm not joking. I genuinely think she was put up to this to try to shift the news around to so people pay less attention to the fact that the Strait of Hormuz has not at any point opened and the ceasefire was fake and nothing happened and Iran still controls the world right now. I don't know why else this would happen. No one was even talking about her or Epstein right now. Trump knew about this in advance, yeah.
Cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a tribal note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998.
Like no one was talking about this. Nobody was. I don't know what. Yeah, she was introduced to Trump through Epstein. Trump met a lot of people through Epstein. That was the whole point of knowing Epstein, is that he would introduce you to people. That was literally the whole. That was the whole point.
This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media.
This is so fucking weird.
For years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought this...
This bitch ESL is fuck. One of my favorite tidbits about the Trump family is that Barron Trump had so little contact with the outside world or with his father that he had her accent up to young adulthood. There's like a video where he's speaking, he's like 12 or 11 years old, and he speaks just like she does.
Unfound and baseless
while
lies
being raised in America.
With success, and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely political.
Larry Summers? Some Europeans did. What Americans have? I know Larry Summers. Who else? HarperCollins? Yes, yeah, it's not a lot of people.
Criticized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt. But we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional.
She's calling for her husband to be brought to justice. If the reason I'm saying quiet is because I've already said everything I have to say, which is I think she was put up to this to bring the news cycle back around to Epstein because it was better for the Trump admin when they were talking about Epstein than the current cycle. Like, on every issue polling wise, the Iran war has been an unbelievable disaster for the Trump administration. They just want to get the news media talking about something else. So I'm not talking about it much because that's all I have to say, really.
Record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
That was First Lady Melania Trump at the White House making a public statement saying that the lies and smears linking me to Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. She denies ever having any involvement or knowledge in the late convicted sex offender's crimes, saying that she never had a relationship with him or with Ghislaine Maxwell, saying that Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump, the president. Uh-huh. She says that they met by chance in 1998, notably ending her statement with a call to action to Congress.
Yeah, that there should be a public hearing centered around the survivors, that every woman should have her day to tell her story in public. Let's go. And this is a photo, obviously, from years and years ago where you see the Trumps with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Let's go to Kristen Holmes, who is at the White House. This is quite an extraordinary thing, an appearance by the First Lady batting down any sort of suggestions of this kind of thing and social media talking about this kind of association, Kristen.
Brandon and Boris, I would use the word stunning here, particularly as it pertains to this First Lady. She is often not in the limelight. She doesn't take to center stage. She doesn't react to things like this, standing there at the podium. And these
learn to sit back and observe. Not every pedophilia accusation needs a reaction.
Marks kind of came.
I found the Barron clip. You want to see it? Yeah. Throw it over.
Came out of the blue. It's a time when we're actually not focusing on Epstein. The country seemingly.
Oh, yeah, she's actually pointing it out. She's like, why the fuck would you?
We had moved on to the latest issue that is coming out of this administration, which, of course, is the war in Iran.
Even CNN's pointing it out. That's really funny. Here we go. Young Barron. Yeah.
Hello. I like I like my suitcase.
I have to go to school now.
Yeah, you will have lunch and then you go to school.
Now I'm gonna go.
Yeah, first you will have lunch and then you go to school.
Now you can do reading, writing, and arithmetic.
This is the first time Trump has ever seen Barron Trump.
Give me a kiss goodbye. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. I want all A's.
Okay.
Okay, all A's. And when you get older, what are you going to remember? No drugs, no alcohol, no cigarettes. And you know what else? No tattoos. I don't ever want to see tattoos on you.
Cool. His fucking little, it sounds German to me. I can't distinguish between a German and Slovenian accent. I'm too American. But like, oh yeah, I am a little boy. I am going to school. It's like a comedy accent to me because it sounds like that Central European, ooh, you know, with the Lederhosen or what. I guess that's specifically German, but you all know what I'm talking about.
I like my suitcase.
I have to go.
Ooh, meinen Suitcase. I'm sorry. It's not his fault. You know, he's grown into a piece of shit, but like, what else would you expect? I don't know. Anyway, it's just kind of funny. Don't make me run. I am full of chocolate. I'm sorry. Ooh, my little 5-year-old tuxedo. Stupid. Other countries are funny. Okay, what do I have here in the tabs for this shit ass day? I saw people making fun of Hassan's fit. That's why the typically like the massive cargo pants aren't really paired with suit jackets.